You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and covering all the issues like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. All right, well, it's that time. It's that time we do every week, one of my favorite times of the week. We call it the Grand Council, where I've got two brethren who've been doing talk radio longer than me who come on board, and we ping each other with questions, see what kind of answers we come up with. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't, but we still love each other when it's done, no matter what. So let me just call the roll from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN out of Huntsville, and also writing for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you here?
Oh!
Ah, proud to see you. From FM Talk 106.5, host of the Jeff Poor Show down yonder in Mobile, and the executive editor for 1819 News, Jeff Poor, are you here?
I am present.
You are indeed. All right. Well, glad of it. Fellers, I pronounce a quorum. Hit it, Boomer.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ba-da! Ba-da-ba-da! All right. In honor of the fact that Dale Jackson was first on the line today, Dale, you go first. What you got?
All right. We saw what's happening in Madison at the Bob Jones High School, where a JROTC instructor has declared that Turning Points USA has ties to the KKK, which isn't true, and white supremacists, which also isn't true, and then sent an intimidating letter or email to the parents of the person who complained. What's the recourse here? And will the media outside of Yellowhammer News this morning and recently 1819 News, will they care in any way, shape, or form about this abuse of students?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to go ahead and defer to Jeff on this one first, since he actually wrote, or his folks wrote a piece on it. Jeff, what you thinking?
The media will not care about as good as you're going to get, I think, is... It is 1819 in the Yellowhammer, as usual. But I would say this. I got to think there's a lot of upset people about this. I don't think this can just go unnoticed, right? I mean, I kind of know Madison, but I don't know it to the extent. But it does seem like that's a voting population with a lot of concerned parents that would protest this. Am I wrong?
You know, I'm jumping in here saying I'm catching up on the topic, but I just saw the article and I'm thinking, first of all, this is nuts. Now, secondly, too, JROTC, a lot of times those instructors are quasi employees of the school board, so they may or may not be official. But this is ridiculous, and it's obviously based upon racial prejudice on her own part. And so, you've got her basically calling out the KKK relation to TPUSA, which is just absolutely ridiculous. Your own question, right, though, Dale, what are you thinking?
I think at some point in time, if, as Jeff says, there are a bunch of parents that do get upset about this, I think that they'll have to somewhat pay attention to it. But it's, you know, there are a bunch of one of their favorite things here, and then there's some of their most hated things, which are black women and conservatives. So maybe they will, the media, just pass on these things completely. And if they do, that's pretty sad.
I just hate it. But you know what? It goes to prove, too, that it doesn't matter what state you live in, you're going to wind up facing some of this same liberal mantra no matter where you are. Next question. Jeff Rowe, what do you got?
Am I the only one that is just livid about the way Aaliyah is handling, or the spokesman, their communications setup is handling the Dadeville shooting? It's arrogant. It's condescending, and I think in some ways being so slow and arrogant about it that it jeopardizes public safety.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't get to see the press conference, but I did actually see your tweet about this, Jeff, and I need to go back and watch a video. One of the things I have not been pleased with is the fact that Aaliyah has been sort of like slow to roll out. I mean, you look at the shooting up in Nashville. I mean, they were Johnny on the spot, and they were rolling out body cam footage. Now, this is a different scenario. We don't have an active shooter with police response to the scene until afterwards. But nonetheless, they should recognize that immediate clarity and transparency and deference to the victims is exactly what the public wanted, and that's why they were lauded for it in Nashville. But it seems like it's been slow on the roll, although they did have two arrests today, which has been great. Dale?
I think that there is something to be said for how they've been handling the PR as not so great. There's got to be some sort of explanation for how terrible this has been. And if there is, fine. You know, if you remember the Iowa killing, right? And J-Town made this point to me.
Idaho.
J-Town made this point earlier this week, maybe yesterday. He said basically, look, they knew a lot more than they were letting on. But that case was a little different. I think that they didn't want the person to know that anyone knew. At this point, those shooters knew that people knew who they were. So I don't think you were trying to get the jump on them. But there's got to be some other reason for how they handled this. Otherwise, yeah, I agree with Jeff.
So Jeff, elaborate. What is your angst, your anger based upon?
Well, so I don't really typically cover this beat, but I have heard from newspaper editors, other reporters, this is the standard operating procedure. And you sort of have this guy, he's kind of a bubba, but he's very arrogant, and he doesn't answer questions, and he talks down to the media, and he treats them like children. And they make the rules, but, you know, they are still public servants. And here's why it's different, and this is just like some run-of-the-mill bureaucratic thing going on here. If potentially a killer's on the loose, and a public that doesn't really know what's going on, I would say probably a lot of people in Tallapoosa County and the surrounding counties are armed, not knowing, on edge. It just seems like a recipe for disaster to keep the public in the dark. Look, you don't have to like the media, but you have to respect that the media is your mechanism to getting your word out. You don't treat them like the way they do in this situation. I think this is just horrible. And maybe I am like overly animated about this. But I just don't see how a guy like this could get away with the way he comports himself.
I got to jump in and say it's kind of funny you say this because I had Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune on the show yesterday talking. I did a whole segment on the Dadeville shooting yesterday, and Scott Buttram called in to talk about it, and he had just the opposite take. He thinks this guy Jeremy Burkett is the cat's meow. He loves working with him. He's glad that he's the one who handles PR for Aaliyah. And they appreciated Aaliyah's professionalism in all of this. So that's wild that you've got an entirely different viewpoint.
Well, I'm basing it on who I talked to, and I'm basing it on what I saw today. 9 questions they asked, not a single one he would answer. And he just, because he didn't like one of the questions about what kind of, I think it was what kind of gun was used, he just calls the press conference off and walks out. And it's such a childish, I'm going to take my ball and go home approach. I don't think it's responsible. I think they got to do something. That guy he is just bad news.
All right. Wow. Okay. Well, members of the press, different views, I reckon. All right, fellas, here's one. I heard a rumor today. I'm going to ask if y'all have heard the rumor and what your thoughts are on it, if it were true. I heard a rumor today that there's talk in the State House about a special session this August to put together a brand new special session on a gambling bill. So that being said, I mean it's the zombie legislation. It's the bill that never dies, and it always comes back, tries to bite, and then winds up getting stabbed in the head because it's, you know, can't sustain itself because they always write a horrible bill. What's going to happen? Are you hearing anything like that? And what are your predictions if in fact it was true? Jeff.
So I'm actually in the State House. I do this segment the last few weeks every Wednesday from Chris Elliott's Senate office, and that's why I joined by phone. I have not heard that yet. I've heard maybe talk of that, but I haven't heard it from anybody, any members directly. So that's a new one on me. I don't know. The thing is, Senator, the only thing we've seen really people – making any noise about it is the Poarch Creek Indians, and they're running their ads. I don't know that there's – I don't know that you're going to have the members. I don't know where the votes are right now. I can look at the Senate, and you lost those 3 big votes. Does doing a special session change that? It may not. I don't think it happens this quadrennial, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Dale, what you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything really. And I'll just tell you the truth. I think in order to get it done, there's going to have to be some momentum. And where's it at? I just don't know. I don't see it either.
No, and that's why I was surprised by it too, because I'll be honest with you, I don't feel the momentum. I've heard one person who's an insider who kind of knows this stuff, but that person said they heard the rumor today for the first time. And I'm thinking, was it a rumor or was it a wild comment? Because and the last time they ran this bill, it was such a god-awful bill. I mean, it was not just about gaming. It was about setting up monopolies. It was denying the free market. It was about embedding, you know, lawbreakers' names into our Constitution with permanent rights they should never have. It was about like 9 layers of things that were wrong with that legislation. I actually went down there and spoke against it in the State House. But I just have a hard time believing that they're going to jump in there and do a spot. But then again, I've seen some crazy things happen in the last 5 years. So,
let me just add something real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick, if I could. I don't think that you have the same players now. At a Green Track and Victory Land are sort of ceased operations. I don't think they have as much leverage as they did the last time they tried to get this through. So maybe the bill won't be as hideous, but I don't think it. I think if you're going to approach it like that, then maybe you got some Democrats willing to come on board and give it enough oomph to get through. I don't know.
Well, you've also got the AG, Attorney General Steve Marshall, has begun cracking down on illegal casinos and making it very difficult for you to consider gaming to be a friendly thing in the state of Alabama. So we'll see. All right, fellas, round one. We are done. We're headed to a break right now. I'm with Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville and writing for Yellowhammer News, and also Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, The Jeff Poor Show, and 1819 News, and just little old me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right, we're going back to round two of the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Round two. Dale, you first. What you got?
All right, so I want to talk about one of Jeff Poor's favorite subjects, school choice. I think it's pretty obvious. ALGOP does a poll, doesn't even include it as one of their top issues, but wokeness and getting away from wokeness and all this other nonsense gets like 41% or something like that, which is good, but school choice doesn't even make it. I assume they didn't put it on the poll. That should be a pretty big tell. But Terry Lathan tweets me today, former head of the Alabama Republican Party. Now she's an activist for school choice. And she says, something big is coming. So since you brought up gambling, and that seems far-fetched, and school choice seems far-fetched, which is more far-fetched? Some sort of a legitimate gambling bill that has a chance, or some sort of school choice bill that has a chance?
Or the fact you come on my show and call me far-fetched. I don't know. I'm going to jump in there first on this. Terry Lathan was on my show about this very issue not long ago. And if she's saying something big is coming, the thing that she's got her hat hung on right now is school choice. I think that the likelihood that we're going to see some measure of activity on school choice and not a special session on gambling is the way it's going to go. I don't know they're going to get to the Price Act, and I hope they do, man. It polls high right now, something like 83% voters across all, you know, demographic and political lines say they want school choice. So why would they not do it? Jeff?
More likely to get maybe a lottery bill than school choice, I think. I don't know about full-fledged gambling. You just need to define gambling, and I'll be able to handicap it. But, Yeah, I need to give up on the school choice bill this session. It's just that price act is not going to happen. I don't know. I think that the sponsors are the tell. I love them to death. They're both good men. But they just don't have the clout. They don't have the ump in the Alabama legislature to get it through. You know, to be honest, I don't think it may not happen while Ivy's governor. You may have to wait for Haynesworth. But I just think it's a long shot right now.
Your question, Dale. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would think neither. I mean, neither have a snowball's chance. But if you put a gun to my head and said choose one, I would say probably gambling. I think it has a small chance.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing. You know, I recognize what he's saying, that Senator Larry Stutz and Representative Ernie Yarbrough are not, you know, in leadership in either of the bodies. And, of course, Ernie is a freshman. I'll tell you this, though. I think both are willing. I've seen Larry do some neat things over the years. Ernie is the kind who I think is willing to say, Katie, bar the door. I'll go disrupt everybody else's something until you give me at least a voice in my cause. So I'm anxious to see what he does as a freshman. So there's that. All right, Jeff, next question. What do you got?
Back to guns, tangentially related to Dadeville, but everything else. Why won't Democrats just say they want to repeal the Second Amendment? The gun ownership ought to be a privilege and not a right. Every time it's so mind numbing and intellectually dishonest. Is it that big of a loser for them that they know that? That's why they don't say, let's repeal the Second Amendment. I mean, it wouldn't happen, but why not just say it? And you don't have to do anything, and maybe you get the public to buy in on it.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, this thing's going to wind up getting real quiet real soon since they made the arrest today, and we got, I think, two black kids that were arrested, and they were only using handguns. So both of the big arguments just went away. White extremism and automatic, you know, or not automatic, but magazine-fed long guns just went away. But you know what, though? To your point, Biden has said that. Biden came out and said that no amendment is sacrosanct. In other words, he's willing to see it repealed or modified. And so he's on the record, Dale.
Yeah, I think that this is something that they want, but they know they can't win with. So they just continue to gin up their base over this kind of stuff. And it's very unfortunate. And look, I think we all look at these things happening and go, this has to stop. Someone do something. And that lends towards or leans towards action of some kind, but what that looks like and whether it can withstand scrutiny against the Second Amendment and all this other stuff remains to be the problem. And, yeah, they won't say it because they're cowards, and they know it. That's why they came out with all this stuff where they talked about it before we knew exactly what had happened here. That way they wouldn't have to answer the question, well, this had nothing to do with that. And then, so now they'll just fade away.
Well, I mean, all right. Well, tell you what, Jeff, we're not going to get to my question. Close us out with about 30 seconds here. What do you think?
No, I don't know that it's necessarily a loser for him. Why not? Why not launch a campaign to repeal the Second Amendment? And the left is so kooky and woke these days, it probably fits their agenda. I don't understand why not just do that. But I maybe they know more than I know. I don't really have my finger on the pulse of the Democratic Party right now.
So you heard it first on Right Side Radio. Jeff Poor wants to repeal the Second Amendment. That's what I heard. Did you hear that, Dale?
Yeah, and he also hates school choice.
And he's pro-gambling. What just happened?
Yep.
All right. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Grand Council, back here again next week with Jeff Poor from FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, The Jeff Poor Show, and 1819 News. Dale Jackson, WVNN out of Huntsville, 92.5 FM, 770 AM. And, oh, by the way, Yellowhammer News. And me. All right, y'all stay tuned. Triple Dipper number 3 coming right up.